very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, September 15th, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Praxedes Jeremiah.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about voter registration.
And to join our discussion, you can call us on 001-202-619-2077. The number again, 001-202-619-2077. And we'll call you right back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
We are also on the internet. You can find us on the web on www.voaindebele.com. Lobanjalo ku www.voaindebele.com. Lobanjalo ku www.voashona.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about voter registration ahead of the 2018 elections.
And Blessing, the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission says voter registration will begin on Monday. At ZEC registration. ZEC Chairperson Rita Makarao says the blitz for the 2018 elections will start middle of October and also expects to register at least 7 million people.
The process, which was launched yesterday at State House before it goes countrywide, has been questioned by a number of stakeholders with regards to the January 15th, 2017 deadline for voter registration against the background of outstanding electoral reforms.
So, if you wish to join our discussion, you can call us directly on 001-202-619-2077. The number again? 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you right back. And we are also live streaming on our Facebook page. Go and like us on VOA Ndebele, Kumbenjalo, VOA Shona, and put your number over there if you want us to call you back.
Onguka nasi tlautike chitarisa nezve nyaya yeku tanga ku nyoresa kuti vanhu vavhote musarudzo dzegore rinouya. Nezuro takaona chirongwa ichiparurwa nemutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe nemhuri yavo, uye vatedzeri vavaviri vaPelekezela Mupoko navaEmerson Mnangagwa vakanyoresaiwo kuti vange vachikwanisa kuvhota kuState House. Chirongwa ichi chikazoendeswa zvakare kuHarare International Conference Center kana kuti kuHICC. Vamwe vanopikisa nevamwe vanga vaine magwarao vakakwanisa kuti vange vachinyoresa kuvhota. Asi kutanga nemusi wemuvhuro kuma center ezek ari matunhu akasiyana siyana, vanhu vanenge vakwanisawo kuenda kunonyoresa kuvhota ikoko. Asi tachigaro wezek amairita makarao vari kuti vachazotanga kunyatsopinda mumawadhi muya nekuenda pedyo nevanhu nekuregista vanhu vakawanda kana kunyoresa vanhu vakawanda kuti vange vachivhota mwedzi unotevera, nekuti vachiri vakamirira avari kutiwo mabvr kits anoshandiswa mukunyoresa vanhu kuvhota. Mabvr kits aya ari kubva kune imwe kambani yekuchina uko, asi anenge ari kugadzirwa kuhong kong. Kune mazana mana akatopinda munyika 400 vari kutarisira kuti kuchauya mamwe mamiriyoni zviuru zviviri nemazana matanhatu 2600, nekuti ese pamwe chete anenge ari zviuru zvitatu 3000. PJ.
Yeah, siyalamukela kuhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje, uhlelo Live Talk, lapho isihluza khona indaba ezehlukeneyo eziphathelane lezizalwane zeZimbabwe kuStudio 7. Lamhlanje udaba esiluphetheyo ludaba lolu olokubhalisa kwabantu ukuthi babe lelunge abalelungelo lokuvota ukuze benelise ukuvota ngomnyaka ozayo oka 2018 lapho kuyabe kudingwa khona amalunga edale lephalamende kanye lomongameli welizwe. Siboneke izolo kusethulwa okusemthethweni uhlelo lokubhalisa abantu kusetshenziswa imitshina yangalezi nsuku abayithi yi-BVR kumbe Biometric Voter Registration Kits. Labo ababona ngezokhetho abeZimbabwe Electoral Commission, abekomishini leyi ekhokhelwa nguNkosikazi Makarao kumbe uJustice Rita Makarao. Bathi bona sebeyenelise ukuthola imishina yama-BVR engaba ngamakhulu amane phakathi kwezinkulungwane ezintathu abazodayo ukuthi zithengwe kwele Hong Kong. Kodwa ke esifikile ngengamakhulu amane kuphela. Yikho ke bayenze esingayithi yi-soft launch izolo. Kube le mikhosi emibili esigodleni sikamongameli Estate House. Lapho ke iziphathamandla ze-ZANU-PF labanye iziphathamandla zikahulumende bahle babhalisa kanye laye umongameli Robert Mugabe ahle abhalisa khona lemuli yakhe ukuthi babe lelungelo lokuvota. Kodwa kwazaba lomunye umkhosi njalo owenzelwe eHarare International Conference Center HICC lapho ke okuwenelise ubhalisa iziphathamandla zamabandla aphikisayo nabanye abenhlanganiso ezizimeleyo lozulu nje jikelele. Kodwa ke kungumkhosi omncane kuyubhalisa abantu abalutshwane ngoba imitshina ayike yeneli. Yikho ke uNkosikazi Makarao uthe yena imitshina le isiza sabalaliswa elizweni lonke kube lama-centers lapho abantu abazavesiyabhalisa khona. Kodwa ke njengoba imitshina yonke ingakabuyi lokho kuzakwenziwa ngenyanga ezayo kaMfumfu. Yikho ke siboneke okuningi obekusenzakala izolo khona lapho kube le mikhosi emibili okuyinto esolwe ngabaningi besithi kwenzelweni ke esigodlweni sikamongameli Estate House kwazokwenziwa omunye njalo umkhosi e-HICC lapho ke Estate House abamabandla aphikisayo babe khonona ngokuthi bona kabanxuswanga njalo akunxuswanga abanye ingcwethi zezombusazwe abenhlanganiso ezizimeleyo labanye abaninginingi. Kuzokuthi ke namhlanje ngobulawayo abezeki njalo babe lomunye umbuthano wemfundiso wokwazisa ngohlelo lwabo lonalolu olokubhalisa abantu besebenzisa imitshina ye-BVR yonaleyi. Yeah, blessing.
Because PJ, before we introduce our guests, let's go to State House where President Robert Mugabe officially launched this registration exercise yesterday.
Pointing out that he has a laptop which aids the registration process to create an electronic file. People may want to do it accurately, correctly, and very precisely. What's happening there, the machine was not detecting
I duly proclaimed today as the first day upon which the biometric voter registration will officially commence. I therefore urge all eligible Zimbabweans to go to their established centers to register in their numbers.
That day, of course, was President Robert Mugabe proclaiming September 14th as the day that the registration starts. But, of course, there are still teething problems because the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission is saying it does not have enough voting kits that it ordered from a Chinese company, and the BVR kits are being manufactured in Hong Kong. So far, they've received 2,600 to go. But, of course, like we highlighted at the beginning of the show, there is some registration that will start on Monday at ZEC centers throughout the country. PJ, I think we have our first guest, Michael Ndiweni.
Yeah. Siyakwamukela uhlelo Ndiweni. Hello?
We might be having a bad connection there, but we'll try to get back to him. But of course, there are many people following us on our Facebook pages. There is Farai Mauto, who says, Laka Laka, Nathan Chicks, Comrade Geraldine Fraser, Anoti Ipa Po. Then we have Zanuya Wora, Arguti Pahasha, Pabikita Apo. Collins Machinga, Achivamuti Pabikita Papi. Then tina O'Brien Mufaro Jani arugutizo ndi fonerei O'Brien tiaza kuti tiketi chiku fonera tina Mutulisi Maganda arugutuo ndasika ndiripo tinotenda varukuti tera pa Facebook page yedu Edi Mudua arugutuo ndi fonerei ndi kupe upungwa zangu apana chakaipa Juliet Chekenya arukuti ndasika opano. Tinokurudzira kuti vese vanenge vachida kupinda muchirongwa muchitumira namba dzenyu uye muchitaurawo kuti muri kupi vazhinji PJ mazana varingoti tse hatizoti tichida kudzwa kuti muri kutiona muri kupi uye muri kutidzwa zvakanaka here PJ.
Yeah, ngilabo ke abanye abasethe basilandela ku Facebook lisilandele ngempela lixhume khona lapho lithi like li click like. Kulozoliwe Zulu uthi hello there, yeah, hello back there. Anastasia Ndlovu uthi ngilalele ngiko Bulawayo. Umlevu Ndlovu, call me on this number. Ngizoyinika ke ukuthi angise Zambia, ngizoyinika ke uproducer wethu ukuthi alithinte ngocingo wena ke kumbe umlevu Ndlovu kumbe unkosikazi awusachongo sizokuthinta ke ngocingo. What I wanted to also to highlight our blessing is the fact that today in Bulawayo there was a sort of a workshop or a gathering of CSOs and stakeholders meeting in with ZEC just explaining over this issue of registration and so on. Most probably they felt that since they were left out in the Harare soft launch, they might want to do something similar in Bulawayo, which they did today.
Yeah, interesting indeed. And there is also another video as we try to connect with our guests. The phones are a bit problematic, but we'll try, we'll keep trying. And the same goes for our callers. Please just keep trying. Bear with us. The phones are not that good today, but I will try our best. But let's just take a listen to what the Secretary General of the Opposition, MDCT, Douglas Monzora, had to say about this whole voter registration process.
An application before the High Court. It is an urgent chamber application, which has now been set before Justice Foroma. We filed it last night. The biometric voter registration kits are not yet procured. They are not yet in the country. We know that there are only 400 kits that have come, and these 400 kits were only for purposes of training.
Of course, that there is the Secretary General of the Opposition MDC Party, Douglas Monzora. That case is going to be heard in the High Court on Monday. I think we now have Michael Ndiweni, our guest. Mr. Ndiweni, good evening.
Hey, good evening, blessing.
How are you doing?
I am doing fine.
Thank you.
Although I have many questions around this,
Everyone
like
is
anybody else.
Yeah, I think the Zach really needs to clear the air. Many questions. PJ,
yes.
How about you?
Yes, I am going to wish you well in the win.
Yeah,
akusichathekele umbono wakho njoba nuthena nawo nolembuzo eminingi njengabanye bonke ngokuphathelane lokubhalisa ukuthi abantu balibele lungelo lokuvota ngomnyaka ozayo ama-BVR machines kits okuthiwa asebuyile elizweni angamakhulu amane kuphela phakathi kwezinkulungwane ezintathu ezifunakalayo ukuthi abantu bonke babhalise elizweni lonke.
Yes, ngibuza mokuqala lo ukuthi kanti kujakweni into yokuqala ukuthi kujakweni xa kule 400 ama kids that have arrived in the country and it's less than a third. Ordinarily we know ukuthi for you to start a process that is dignified, at least a third of the equipment should have arrived by now, but then if 400 angazi, you know, is it about 5% or 1%? But inanukuthi ku rushe kakhulu, it has been rushed in my view. Ngabe izekhe ngokuhulumende umile emthina yabuya ya yanela, and then was a proclaim ake ukuthi hayi, now we can start, we are ready with all the equipment and our teams have been trained. And apparently, here and there, there is a lot of confusion. There hasn't been any schedule that has been seen by Abantu Uti. It's state Uti, Abanda Wagu, for example, in Juve, Vazabutana in the NNG, by a register. And we have not even seen our posters. I've been moving around, I'm a police station, I'm a center for registration that are visible. Which an NRC citizen can see that. And in the Malisayo, facility is not blessing. There's been so much halabaloo about the ICTs or use of social media to the extent that the government has conducted a meeting to solicit for our visitors. To control or to administer is through the Ministry of Information Communication Technology and Courier Services. And my surprise is that apparently there is no message even on WhatsApp from ZEC that clearly outlines with Abantu Bayenga. To me, that is the cheapest way of communication in this country that you should embrace. It's cheaper than even a poster. My question is, why ZEC and the government is not embracing such cheap communication? If it has managed to conduct public awareness meetings or public engagement meetings to solicit for views about the ICT's laws, et cetera, and then it fails to embrace that facility to communicate with citizens, I get very worried. What exactly is happening in those offices? Because surely by now we should have a clear communication strategy in as far as the VVR election is concerned. Because I wonder why was putting Paris hang up his cardiban in it. That's why I go clear. See, Abu Zana, Mina, and his friends are my vendors. I wonder why he's saying that. Why he was putting that is hang up his knee. Mina, you know, they proclaim, but I go clear. So even that, now I'm very confused. I don't know what everything is going on. So ZEC must put it out in order and communicate to citizens. This is the cheapest way of communicating WhatsApp. It is the cheapest. Blessing and intercepting.
Awuzange uzwe yini umhlangano okade ukhona namhla kade usenziwa ngabezeki?
Hayi, ngaphi?
Khona ngapho koBulawayo.
Maybe the little America, maybe you are better connected to have those, that information. But it's naboBulawayo kathi kwazi bemntana onjalo. Now, that's why I'm saying, but there is no clear communication strategy to talk to the citizens. I was wrong, I mean. To be honest, I was wrong. And I did not see. But ordinarily, you see, I'm a post, but I did not see that meeting. So I wonder, is targeting who and who are the key stakeholders, and CSOs. I think it's a issue to prove the angel, I accumulate the English. Maybe the others with that. I think it's wrong at Nagobla, to be honest. And we get worried about how will this process then get going if there is, secrecy or information is not being shared to citizens. Because this is a national program, and it is a political rights issue. So I think that they and the government must take this process serious and ensure that they communicate clearly to citizens using the best possible way. It's a return of my church, it's a return to the pastors, and then just communicate. To me, I think we can improve our communication strategy.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Ndiweli. Yeah. Please do stay on the line. Let's introduce our second guest, Mr. Tawanda Chimini, the director of the Elections Resource Center. Mr. Chimini, good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm doing great. Of course, Mr. Chimini, you have covered elections in many countries in Africa. And what you are getting from Zimbabweans is that there is a lot of confusion. They don't know what is happening. May you help clear the air, Mr. Chimini?
I don't know where to start. Definitely, I think the feedback that keeps coming up is the one that is clearly depicting a lot of misinformation around what is happening. But this is largely being drawn from the fact that the very body that is mandated with running elections has probably not given out enough information. And sadly, this causes a lot of anxiety. It promotes a lot of speculation, which dents the credibility and public confidence of the election process at the end of the day. So there are still a lot of gaps that we are witnessing. We have opted to take the route of direct engagement with ZEC, where we are asking these questions. In some instances, we've been successful, we've received responses. In other instances, there's been delayed responses, and that compromises the quality of our engagement with the election process. And that is said. And like you said, in terms of international practice, you would expect by now for a clear roadmap to have been put in place with regards to the voter registration exercise, which was launched yesterday. So a clear roadmap with timelines which are very specific, so that the voter and also the election stakeholders are fully aware of what will be happening. So you look at the most recent elections, your Kenyan election, your Zambia election,
Angola,
your Ghana elections late last year. All these elections had clear time frames that were publicly shared, and people knew exactly what would happen. So this is where we're encouraging the Election Commission to operate within the confines of international standards, never mind the fact that they must also be consistent with the fact with the fact of law in Zimbabwe, so with regard to transparency and accountability. But they need to be doing more to communicate with Zimbabweans at large.
Thank you, Mr. Chimini. Please do stay on the line. PJ, I think we have our first call.
Yes, hello, Mlalele Silayecingweni. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Hello.
Yeah, igama mbani?
Makalova.
Makalova. Yeah. Ah, ungasinika umbono wakho.
Yeah. Ah, ngicela ukukhuluma nje ngendaba lezizwa yoku register ukuthi azoqalisa.
Yeah.
Yokuqala nje ukuthiwa kufika ama biometrics whatever kona okhulunywa ngakho besakhulunywa ngemfundiso kathe sobeda abantu sebethiwa kuyabhaliswa eminto zabona zifoki azizwakala ngathi kujahweni njiwa ngamanye lisebesebevele sebekhulumile kungathi sempongo uphinda nje ekhulunywa ngabanye kuyazi ukuthi into zakhona zisuka zingasezwakali ukuthi kuqondweni kahle kahle.
Ye, so wena ukhuthazani ukuthi kakwenziweni?
Kumele kube nemfundiso egcweleyo ebantwini. Ngapha ngikhuluma nje ngisemaphandleni ebantwini abangazi ukuthi kuzenzakalani. Already sekuthiwa kuyarejista i-voter education yakhona akula, abantu bazafa bazafikiswa nini. Isikhathi sakhona vele sinikuyembana kesifitshwana kakhulu.
Ye, wena usithinte ngocinga ungaphi?
Mangiseplumtree. Emakhaya.
Iko abantu khona ngapha emangweni wakini vele abakayizwa lutho ngokuthi sokubhalisa.
Ah, ngicho engwazini kube kuthiwa kuyayithinta izithupha kodwa antsho abanye bebesebenza lezingentini. Okwesazami belesipha kezenye othe zami ukuthinta kwathi hhayi ungakwentinta abanye bathithinta. So sigcika singasakwazi ukuthi uqinise ngoku kube kuthiwa benza ngabomuthi ungakathinta izithupha besebenza lezenye ukuthi kuyavota bese bekuchoyisa kuthiwa sizifune zezenye. Hayi vele into yakhona ayika-transparent.
Akula okuphumayo emisakazweni kokufundisa kumbe ukutshengisa ukuthi kuza kwenziwa ngaphi kwangkhona.
Akula.
Mm.
Abisebenzini.
Ha. Libe lokho elilalele emsakazweni weStudio 7, siyabonga.
Siyabonga mama.
Yeah, esabe sikutholile lati sizabe lokho esikufaka emoyeni. Kodwa ke lati hayi. Imfundiso yonke le mibuzo elilayo yona leyo lathi silayo
sizabe siyilele kumbe basilalela abavele belalela abantu ukuthi okwezibane siyokhuluma ukuthi anje bancazuye endaweni zekhethe bakhona abalendlela ezinkulu abalalelayo ukuthi khona bezaripota ukuthi beke kukhona kathi sabe silalele.
Ye hayi kulungile, sibongile kakhulu mnumzane.
Siyabonga.
Yebo. Makaloba here was saying he's from Plumtree, he's in the rural areas. They haven't heard anything about registration and all these BVR kits and which they've arrived. And I'm like, haven't you heard anything even in the national media houses? And he says, no, there are no posters, there is nothing. All we heard is about registering to get plastic IDs from the metal IDs.
Of course, let's go quickly on our Facebook page. Shona Louis Pilot Mberi, he says, watching from South Africa. Thank you so much, Louis. And Tarusai Office, fair thanks to the program. Masia Mturuki, watching from Sierra Leone. Wow, West Africa, thank you so much. Freddy Majovino Mushonga, watching from Botswana. Thank you so much. Masia Muturiki, what is the maximum time it takes to register a person? I think, Mr. Chimini, you can answer that. You did manage to register yesterday, right? How long did it take?
I did manage to register yesterday. It took me about 12-18 minutes to register. This is from the point where I sat in front of the machine and they took my photograph and scanned copies of my documents, scanned my fingerprints, and then issued out a receipt which was indicating that I had managed to successfully register. So it took about 12 or so minutes. There were some challenges with the process, and I'm not here saying that it was really a bad process. Of course, you'll understand that as the process is starting, there are often some hiccups, but we're able to note some issues which we hope ZEC will address. So, for instance, there was an indication that the registration official may have to know the places in which they are registering people because they need to capture details pertaining to which ward one is coming from. So we all know in Zimbabwe, not everyone knows which ward they stay. We know our residential addresses, but at times we don't know which ward. At times, positions as well, but not the ward. So that...
So what documents does one need to register, Mr. Chimini?
I had to request that I use an affidavit because I do not own a property. So I had to request to use the residency affidavit. So fortunately, they had the commissioner of courts was close by, and I swore before that commissioner of oath that the details I was giving were correct. So I got my proof of residence. Then there's the voter registration form. That must be the VR1 form that I'm using. So those two forms, the VR9 and the VR1 form, are the ones that you then fill in, and those are the documents that are scanned.
and kept as a record of your registration. But what they also take up is your proof of identity, which they also scan and keep. So you get your documents back except for the proof of residence and the VR1 form. So those are the documents that they were capturing. But it took quite a bit of time for me to register. I think on an average it was taking about 10 minutes.
Okay.
So we're hoping that this process can be speeded up once ZEC begins to roll out this process. But for it to be speeded up, I think the important things that must be considered, which we are encouraging ZEC to consider as well. Number one, it's going to be important for ZEC to clarify the procedures themselves. So the less people know about the process, the more time it will take to administer processes, because you are just having to explain to every citizen who comes to register what they must do. That will take a lot of time. Number two, the question of proof of residence must be addressed, because it will take more time for people to collect the residence, the affidavit, in the event of not having proof of residence, and then trying to get it signed. So our encouragement to ZEC, which we hope they will consider, is that let each registrant without proof of residence swear before the registration official, so that all that is done at the same time, without having to say people must come in, get the form, go out, find the commissioner of votes, and then come back. That will take too much time, and the chances of people not coming back to register are higher. So if ZEC is able to put up enough safeguards, and this is international practice, put up enough safeguards to keep against people lying about where they reside, and inform the voters when they are registering that it's a crime to lie where you reside, then that should be adequate for one to register.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chin.
It will reduce the time that it takes for one to register as well.
Thank you. We'll come back to you. We just want to take one or two callers. PJ Ngwan.
Yeah. Hello, my name is Anahove. Ukuda Hove. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Yebo, lizanto.
Hayi, siphilile linjani le?
Hayi, siphilile.
Wena ke uyizwile indaba le yokulontshwa kokusetshenziswa kwama PVR kits asebuyile elizweni, kodwa malutshwane kakhulu. Mnumzana Ndiweni lapha ubesithi kati vele kujahweni. Wena ubona njani?
Kujahwe ukuthi sivote. Kodwa iqiniso yilona lokuthi i-exercise yakhona i-exercise yomjaho. Ngoba ungananzelela amanamba ayekhulunywa yizeki. Nxa sibili sibona ukuthi bona babeqale besithi by end of 2017 wonke umuntu yabe serejistiwe. Babekhangelele ukurejista more than, I think, rate yabo babesithi bazabe berejista 7 people per minute. So asazibona ukuthi yindawo bezifake under so much pressure. And i-pressure yakhona kuyi-pressure ezagcinikenza ukuthi so ekugcineni kwe-registration period bengabe bebehlulekile, njengoba usindiyele ade ukhuluma ukuthi abaningi bazayehluleka ukurejista because isikhathi esifakiweyo silutshwana. Izinto izekho ezama ukuzenza ziningi, imitshina yakhona milutshwana, nabantu abakwazi ukuyisebenzisa balutshwana.
And lo Jimini la ekade ekhuluma khathesi ukuthi labo abangela proof of residence lapha abahlala khona balakho ukuthi babiselwe ngekhaya, ngoba lapha bebesancinga abantu engxenye ekuqaliseni, kodwa-ke nxa sebekhathele vele bazabaxosha abantu ukuthi ngabaqale bayebuya la ma-affidavit asayinwe ngu-commissioner of oaths. So vele kule nkinga singakaqalisi.
And okunye futhi yikhonokho ukuthi ama-message asebuyile kumbe i-information enikwa abantu okumele kube yibo ababhalise ukuvota iningi njalo iyehlukene. Ukuthi ivota loba mina ngifuna ukuvuka kusese ngiyebhalisa, ngigcina ngididekile ukuthi ngihambe nencwadi yizithi. Ngoba umdedeki, for example, uvukile last week esithi izithupha zezeni kazisebenzi ngoba kazilama-fingerprint, kazilani, izizeni. So kufuneke zeplastic lama-passport. URita ngumbizek yavuka ukuthi hhayi izithupha zezengi ziyavunywa.
so that as umuntu ukuthi yena ekwazi ukuthi sibilo kuyikho kuyini even indlela ama regulations ama voter registration regulations abhalwe ngayo kuphikisana leminye yemlayezo kade siyithola from izekho olalongo akwaziwa indlela ukade bechasisa ngayo i-affidavit ngendlela i-affidavit echasiswe ngayo kuma regulations kungani kulomehluko. So ama voters owakhethi they might have the risk ukuthi they are confused ukuthi kahle kahle i-process zahamba njani then izosebenza njani.
Hayi, ngibongile kakhulu mnumzana wobe.
Hayi, ngibongile
ngai
tiende kuna mkoma love mo makadi mkoma love mo
tinotamba makadi wewe.
Hayi, su tingotamba. Muri kupi mkoma love mo?
Ndiri ku South Africa.
Muri ku South Africa asi mungobve kanye?
Hayi, no hayi, ndinobva zvangu masvingomu zvakao.
Oh, munongobhuyawo zviyoma.
Ndinofarira mutauro wewe chaizvo.
Oho, okay, wereketa itinzwe.
Nyai inonetsa. Ndine mibvunzo pamwe handizi kuti ndingawana anondidavira here. Baba choda kana vezeki vacho chodavira zvavo. But anyway, handizi kuzwa kuti chavari kunyanya kumanyira kuti vati my elections tiri vakatopa time frame handizi.
Vasati vanyatsotaura havarungoti vanotarisira kuti vachange vanyorisa vanhu 2 million patinosvika muna mbudzi umu kana muna November.
I think vamugabe vanenge vakatopa havo date kuti next year muna January, I don't know.
Ipapo ndopari kunzi hapo panogona kunge papera asi vezeki vari kuti havo ingori time frame yakapiwa vanofunga kuti mukati memwedzi miviri vanenge vapedza asi vanhu vanorambawo vachienda kunonyoreswa kuti vange vachivhota.
Dambudziko rangu riri pakuti ivo havasati vane mitiriro yakakwana kana kuti amene kuti munhu ungati hai ndoda kuvakaimbai woti hai ndinoipedza ne 3 days. But iwewe kana zvipinha unonga une 15 wezi upanidiwa 30 something or 500. I don't know kuti time frame yacho unogona kuipa sei iye zvine zvi mechini yacho handiti haisati yakwana. Mechini isati yakwana ivo vakutopa dhiti kuti otherwise kusvika musi wakati. I don't know kuti tinomhanyirei. Ndinoona sokuti inini kamaonero andiriita ka rigini yacho yatora iri pa at this time around ka iri pachena ende inonyadzisa. Nokuti handifungi kuti tingamhanyira kuti tatimanyiri tinge tichiite titotanga kuregister vanhu. Anyway, iye zvino izvi ndonga mechini yacho yakauya yanga iri yekudzidzisa vanhu handiti vakwanise kudii kure it's almost 400 pa out of I don't know kana kuti pa 3/4 ekana pa 1/4 tatasvika kuti mechini yacho ikwane yekuti tikwanise kuregister vanhu. Saka I don't know kuti tinogomhanyirei kana yone dziki vacho. I don't know kuti vanozviwana kupi kuti timhanyisa izvozvo. Of course my elections are trambi. We want to go for elections, we are ready for their mandates, but my true was zvinoitwa ka anyway chitsudzi chacho ka chinhu chii so open yokuti kana even munhu asina mazisokeni even see.
Asi imi mukoma lavo makagadzirira here kuti muende unonyorisa kuvhota kuZimbabwe?
Ready or not, but as a Zimbabwean I'm ready. But otherwise process yacho inofanira kunge iri clear and open kuvanhu vese kuti tiziwe kuti tiri kuenda kupi handiti. Kunyange ivo vanhu vacho ZANU-PF I don't think kuti they are free kuti izvozvo handifungi kuti yakakwana kumaruwa and the information I now distributewa zvakakwana kuti vanhu vazive kuti tiri kuregista rini ende tinozviita sei kana kudzidziswa chao kuti PVR yacho inoshanda sei inofamba sei hazvino kukwana savevezeki vacho I don't know rita makarau what she said wei.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma love mo nekupinda muchinongwa chedu.
Okay, hazvinoshungurudza baba because isu muno mukati kaungara kunge tsuro dziri munzvimbo.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru tichifunga kuti muchaenda kunonyorisa kuti muvhote.
Yes, we are ready for it. Saka hatitatozvizisi kuti zvinofamba sei.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru. Love more there our caller saying that the voter registration exercise and the whole election thing is not very transparent. He does not understand why the president rushed to proclaim the dates when they don't have the kits, the BVR kits, to start the registration process. I think we still have Mr. Ndiweno on the line, PJ?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I think we are having problems with that line. We'll try to call him back. I think Chimini's line too is a bit of a problem. Are you still on the line, Mr. Chimini?
Yes, I am.
Sorry, I thought we had lost you.
That in the bones of what you mean, you could
people
talk
as if we are not there when you're
sick. What you mean, Varku Netsekana, and Kuti very confused. Kuti Varkunyore Savajo, Murkunyore Sairene, Chitu Pache Zeng, Kanakuti, Nature Plastic Chet. Because vamudede vakataura kuti zvochi hatisi kuzonyoresa vanhu vanenge vaine mazeng asi vezek mai Rita Makarao vakabuda vachiti aiwa zvese zvitupa izvozvo zvinongoshanda.
Isusu tirikutarisa kuti tsarudzo dziri kubatwa sei, ndiro basa ratinoita. Semaonero edu zvakanga zvakataurwa navamudede sezvo makazoona havana kuzombobuda zvakare vachitaura naiyoyo. Vanenge vanga vasingatauri chokwadi semunhu mukuru atingazoti vainyepa, asi vanenge vaisataura chokwadi dai vari vadiki tangadai tati ha vakatinisa. Saka ruzhinji rwezimbabwe vanofanira kuziva kuti chero uine chitupa cherata chinoshandisika kuti unge uchikwanisa kuvhota. Nezuro vakaparurwa chirongwa ichocho, kune vamwe vanga vaine zvitupa zverata vakatenderwa kuregesa kuzovhota. Saka chinhu chinotoshanda, vanhu ngavasatye zvavo. Kana vachinge vachisangana nematambudziko ekurambidzwa kunyoresa kuzovhota nechitupa ichocho, izvozvo ngazvitaurike, zvizivikanwe, kuitira kuti isusuwo pakuongorora tinokwanisa kuzvibudisa pachena kuti aiwaka izvi hazvipo pamutemo, toona kuti vangabatsirikana sei. Chakanyanyokosha panyaya dzesarudzo dziri kuuya idzi sezvamakanzwa zvichiitika kutinya, panenge paitika dambudziko musarudzo pane mukana wekuti tinge tichibuda pachena kuti hatisi kutenderana nazvo, nekuti sarudzo dzinofanira kunge dzichiitwa pamutemo. Tikaona sarudzo dzisingaitwi pamutemo, tikabuda sevagari vemuzimbabwe, semazimbabwe, tichizvitsanangura zvakakwana, tichipa nyorondo neumbowo hunoratidza kuti zvechokwadi pane mutemo usina kubatwa zvakanaka kana usina kuteedzerwa, zvinokwanisa kubatsira kutsarudzo dzedu dzinge dzichibatwa zvakanaka. Asi tikaramba takanyarara tongoti aiwa zvinhu hazvinosiyira mushe, tinoziva zvaimboitika kare, tichingodaro hapana chinochinja. Ndokurudziro yatiri kupa sekuona kwatiri kuita, patiri kubudisa zvinhu zvakawanda pachena kuti zviri kukanganiswa, tiri kuona zvichigadzirika. Saka tinoziva kuti zvinotora nguva yakareba kuti zione sarudzo dzakanaka, asi kurudziro yedu ndeyekuti ngatibudei pachena, tichizvibudisa pachena pari kukanganiswa izvozvo nyaya dzesarudzo, kuitira kuti zvigadzirike. Tikada kuzomirira sarudzo yacho yapera kuti pane zvakati zvakakanganiswa, zvingangova tingangodaro tanonoka. Saka zvinoda kuti tinge tichizviita patiri kutoona zviri kuitika izvi saizvozvo.
But Mr. Chimini, we know clearly that Mr. Mdede is no longer running the show. Why is he commenting like this? Is there any motivation for him to do that? And why has he not been sanctioned?
It's really a mystery. I think if we had a functional democracy, you'd expect him to be reprimanded as a government official. I think the Minister of Home Affairs, because that's the ministry that he works in, should take solid action against Mr. Mdede. He cannot mislead Zimbabweans at all, especially regarding elections. But like we've always said, you know what happens if you are used to doing certain things for a long time and all of a sudden you are removed from those things? You tend to have withdrawal symptoms. Mm-hmm. Because alcohol will say maybe suffering from a hangover. But you can almost understand, because he's also quite elderly. He has been in his job for a long time. So he may not fully appreciate the fact that, number one, the responsibility for elections, which he enjoyed for quite a bit of time, has been removed from his office. Then number two, the introduction of technology around elections does not in any way include the readability of identity documents at the stage of registration or at the stage of voting. So there is absolutely no truth in his arguments to say that only machine-readable documents will be used for one vote to register and to vote. It's highly misleading and very inappropriate. Mm-hmm. And I think he needs to be put in place.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. DJ?
Ndiweni, loku konekweni?
No luck.
Wathi ngithi kamfu blessing amafitshane ngoba abantu abaningi kade belokhe bebuza ukuthi engxenye vele sebeqalisile ukusiriga abantu abayizani PF njengoba nabesitshela imbiko etshiyeneyo, imbiko omunye esithi ozabhalisa ukuthi abe lelungelo lokuvota ngulowo oyabe lesithupha esezenge eseplastiki, hatshi ole esezenge. Yoke umbuzo engiwuphe kumnumzana Tawanda Jimini. Umnumzana Tawanda Jimini ngimbuze ngelokuthi yena uvele umelele inhlanganiso ebona ngezokhetho layo ezimele yodwa ethiwa Elections Resource Center. Ngithe achasise kabanzi ngakhona lokho, kodwa ke silusiza ukuthi akenelisi ukuthi akhulume ngesiNdebele, ukhulume ngesiShona. Wachasisa ke ukuthi yena ube ngomunye wabahambe baya bhalisa izolo engelayo iproof of residence, engelaso angabe elaso isithupha iseplastic kumbe sezenge, kodwa ke ubabonile abaningi akade bebhalisa izolo belezithupha zezenge bezisamukelwa. Inkuthazo yakhe kathi ngeyokuthi kwalabo abenhlanganiso kumbe ikomishini eyezeke kumele babe lomuntu ozamela u-Commissioner of Oaths, ngoba bangabisela abantu ngekhaya bethi babuye bengela proof of residence njengesibonelo. Kuzaba nzima ukuthi umuntu abuyele ngekhaya ayefuna leyo affidavit abe sephenduka njalo ukuthi abuye azobhalisa. Kuyabe sitsho ukuthi uzabe ingena kundwendwe okwesibili kumbe okwesithathu nxa ebuye ingelancwadi ezifunakalayo ezidingakalayo lapho. Kodwa ke abantu bengesabi ukuthi babuye bazobhalisa ngoba balesithupha sezenge, ngoba kulomunye oke wasithinta lapha ngocingo obese Plumtree sithina vele akasisakwazi lokuthi senzeni, njalo abasitsheli lokuthi kuzayiwa ngapi, abasitsheli lasemsakazweni, abaphoseli lamaposta ama-pamphlets okusazisa ukuthi singabe sibuye lani ukuzobhalisa, njalo siye ngapi sibi sibili.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wongo manzwa vatereri kune vanga vachibvunza kuti zvitupa zvedu zvesimbi zvinoshanda here. Amairita Makara vakataurawo kuti aiwa zvinokwanisa kushanda munouya nazvo, munokwanisa kunyoresa. Vachimini vakaona chirongwa ichiparurwa nezuro kuHarare International Conference Center vatsinirawo kuti panga paine vamwewo vane zvitupa izvozvi vakakwanisa kuvhota. Nekudaro nemuvhuro kana muchienda kumacenters eZEC kuri ku tanga kunyoreswa vanhu makasununguka kuenda vachazouya kumatunhu yenyu kana kuti kumawadhi kwenyu zvakare mumwedzi unoteera uyu munokwanisa kuenda nezvitupa zvenyu izvozvo kunyange hazvo vamudede vanga vamboti aiwa zvitupa izvi hazvishande, asi vamudede handiwo pamutemo vanotaura nezvesarudzo rabasa reZimbabwe Electoral Commission. Tombodzokera kune vari kutiona pazvivhitivhiti zvakaita sara Facebook. Tennyson Fana ari kupenga iye ari kuti avo vanoti kwakati kwakati watching hapana chakakosha kuzvitangwenda kwamuri, stop it toda vanopa mafacts kwete watching chakati. Mukoma Tennyson, tinokurudzira kuti vanhu vatiudze kwavari kuti tizivane kuti tindistrata pakurudziro iyo kuti tizive kuti vanhu vari kuonawo vari kunzvimbo dzekupi. Louis Pilot Mberi ari kuti SA vs Zimbabwe amenoti yachi. Kenya Sunday ari kuti ari kumidrand Johannesburg Joza South Africa tinotenda zvikuru Kenya. I think ndo vanenge varipo ivavo PJ, tombodzokera kuna vachimini.
Regandingoti ode kulo Henry Msikavanhu loke esinika inombolo zakhe ngiyakholwa ukubana uproducer wethu loke zama ukuthi akuthinte ngocingo. Henry Msikavanhu uti te from UK. Umlevu Ndlovu twa please lingifonele phela, nanzi inombolo zakhe, silethemba lokuba uyazama. yikuthi incingo zethu vele aziludubo namhlanje asazombe ukuthi he was a Friday ase wasazakwazi.
Let's go back to Mr. Chimini. Now, Mr. Chimini, the Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition released a statement today saying that it is not happy that ZEC has not been engaging non-governmental organizations. Do you feel like you have been left out as an organization?
As an organization, we feel more could be done to facilitate engagement with the Election Commission. In the past, they had assured that some stakeholder engagement platforms would be established for constant conversation to allow for interface. And our insistence when that was said was that it must not be a one-way engagement where a simple invitation for people to listen to what ZEC is saying and you leave. Because for engagement to be constructive, there must be exchange. So clearly, with what we've seen and the speed with which things are moving, it is becoming even more critical that society organizations and other stakeholders are engaged by ZEC. Sadly, we've not seen the engagement forums that were happening last year continue this year. That is unfortunate. Like I said before, it breeds suspicion. It breeds mistrust and it undermines confidence that elections are in safe hands and are proceeding in a manner that would be acceptable. People trust things that they participate in. The moment people get left out, trust is undermined. So it's really unfortunate, but we are still strongly encouraged that they reconsider. We know they're getting busier. But there must be time to engage because they benefit more from engagement than anyone else. They will gain people's trust. They will gain people's confidence if they engage and if they engage constructively.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Mr. Chimini. Do stay on the line. I think we have caller PJ Ngwa.
Yeah. Silo Mnumzana Makaya. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Yebo.
Yeah. Uyaluza udaba olusegudini. Olokubhaliswa kwabantu. Kule confusion ekhona.
Yeah, ngiyaluzwa kakhulu.
Umbono wakho?
Awe, angazi umbono wami ukuthi mhlambe ufuna ukuthi lucasise uhle kwenzothi mina okwamanje ngise South Africa.
Yeah.
Ukuthi lo wathi sifuna ukuzobhalisa ngapha ekhaya sekwazi ukuthi sikonda ngapi, benziwa njani. Yikho ngicabanga ukuthi mhlambe ufuna ukuthi kucace. Othi nga kungasacaci singathana ngamakhanda sasakwazi ukuthi sihambelani senze njani. Into zokuzwa ngabantu abathiyatsheniyo zenza mhlambe silahlelwe lithemba singasakwazi ukuthi okuyikho yikuphi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uthi mini lapha kade echasisa esithi okufunakalayo yikuthi ube lesithupha sakho. I-proof of residence iyabe isayinwe ngu-commissioner of oaths nxa kuyikuthi awulayo awulandlu oyengeyakho sibisibili. Yikho kudingakalayo okukhulu kakhulu.
Ye, ngimzile khona lokho lako akulula. Abantu abasebenza ngapha njengathi sibuya ngapho silamalanga siwaphiweyo.
Yeah.
Mhlawumbe ukuthi ungena lapha lalapha uzathola ukuthi nesikhathi sakhona sisavuni okunye uyathiya kungasakwenzanga ikanti ke sibe sifisa ukuthi si-register sikhone ukuvota.
Ye, kodwa lizimisele njengabo njengezizalwane zeZimbabwe ezise-South Africa ukuthi ligibele amabhasi liyebhalisa kumbe li-drive izimota zenu.
Onjengami ngizimisele mama, kodwa-ke abantu abaningi engibabona ngapha eMzansi vele bahle bathi hayi into zokuvota. Abaningi bathi into zokuvota eZimbabwe vele azisebenzi, ungazivota ungavoti. Impumelelo yangkhona izaba ile okungayikhangelanga kumbe loba ungavotanga kuyaba yinaleyo oyikhangeleleyo njalo nje. So angazi njengoba lokho kukhuthazwa mhlawumbe abantu bazathi into engqondo, but bakhona abaningi engixoxa labo abanye bathi hayi ekhaya mhlawumbe ikwesti isikhathi singaziba sokuthi intsho indlela yokubhalisa amanzi.
Yeah. kodwa ke akula zikhalazo zabanengi na abathi ngabe kubuye kwazobhaliswa ngasesikoleni sommeli weZimbabwe ngase South Africa.
Namhlanje sizixoxa ngakho labanye sebenza labo khona lokho okujike ukuthi ngabe kuba nento enjalo. Kodwa ke ngicabanga ukuthi izolo ngingacela le numbers zika Ngqabutho Mabena ukuze okunike ukuthi ngathi sibe nomnye umuntu osimela isixoxa la isizwe kuhle ukuthi vele kuhamba njani ngokuthi ngiyathemba liyamazi umuntu ekhuluma ngayo
ngoba
ngasolinike iy'namba zakhe emoyeni kodwa-ke bengicela ukuthi sisize ngazo ukuze okunye sizwisise kahle ngayo ngokuthi khathana lakhathana laye asikhona ukumbona personally.
Ye, omunye ophendulile khonapho ekhasini lethu elefacebook wathi yena hamba ekhasini lakhe elefacebook inombolo zakhe zocingo zikhona khona lapho. So bengicabanga ukuthi engxenye uvalile umbiwo nalo.
Okay, phela ama-Facebook la abanye azwazi kahle.
Kumele liwajayele, yiyo indlela esesihambisa ngazo imbiko zona lezo ngoba vele liyakwazi lana ukuthi nanana imisakazo yaseZimbabwe ayikho banzi kangako. Bayavumela labo kuphela ababe bephansi kukahulumende. Yikho-ke nxa uvele ngumuntu ohlakaniphileyo lawe bana le ndlela eziningi zokuthola ulwazi.
Hayi, ngizakuba lazo njengoba sengimelise ukungena kini la ngizazama ukumphendula khonapha ngimthole asicebise kokunye.
Ye, lathi futhi uyasithola futhi lakhona lapho kuFacebook sisakaza. So yinto enhle, yicebo elihle engutshela lona leli. Siyabonga kakhulu Magaya.
Ngiyazwisisa kodwa-ke mhlawumbe ungakangi kipe moyeni silo dubo lokuthi ngapha sihlutshwa ngamaphemithi kumele sikwazi ukuya register ukuya enza i-reapplying napho ekhaya sifuna ukuyabhalisa izithupha
hayi nyakuzilisa but kulo hlelo oluyavele luqondane lamaphemithi sesike saloyenza. Hayi, ngibona isikhathi sethu yithe sesidliwe ngumangoyi. Silomunye umlaleli njalo omeleleyo Blessing.
Mhm.
Ke siyabonga Makadi.
Yeah.
Sina bamvuthi, Makadi bamvuthi.
Ndiwe Makadi wakulongo.
Hayi wa tiripo tipe upfungwa dzenyu.
Upfungwa dzangu dziri pakudai so. Pakata nga kunangira kurongwa zvirongwa izvi zveshe by my voting izvi.
Mhm.
Handiti vari kuti ivo president vakaenda nedelegation yavo kustate house kunosaina vakaregera ivo kuti vadaidze vamwe vavo maopposition party leaders kuti zvione kuti zvinhu izvi hazvina chitoti here mukati. Ndochokutanga. Chechipiri ndechokuti zvino ndinomubvunza kuti sei vachitora mari $4 million vachiita hama dzavo yeti pane outstanding nakikire iripo. Pane outstanding nakikire problem iripo yekuti zvo mabiometric nakire machines achona haasi kukwana.
Akatengwa kudhara vamuvuti.
Chechitatu ndochokuti icho sei iyo zegi vasina kuita zvinhu zvakakwana zvakangwara zvokuti iye zvinezvi handiti muri kuona vakapatenda kunange kukambani yekuchina yekugermany yanga ichikwanisa kutipa michina yechopuchopu vakaisiya sei zvinhu zvakadaro zvichiramba zvichiitika munyika hanimuzova zvinhu izvozvo zvinotikuhunisa sereki takatambura munyika mezimbabwe muya tichirohwa nemapurisa zvinhu zvamufani kuti muchirejesa vanhu kuti vanhu vavhote muna 2013 nazvino tiri kuno kusouth africa tiri kutambura futi havasi kuda kuti tivhote saka tinokurudzirana makaaavanhu vari muno musouth africa vese hande tinorejesa kuvhota kana tarejesa kuvhota tovhota togadzira nyika yedu izvi zvamapemiti zvingatimbokandai nazvo pasi timbotanga tagadzisa nyika yedu tozodzoka toita zvamapemiti tavhota.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vamuvhuti ngoti nguva yedu ndoyabva yapera muchiita muteereri wekupedzisira.
Acho mina vasivo
nguva yacho yabva yatyanana
mungoti magwaro anodiwa muchidimbo.
Magwaro ari kunzi anodiwa panodiwa chitupa chinangova cheplastic kana kuti cheraka kana kuti passport kana kuti iri kunzi green waiting pass yaya bara unopuwa uchinzi unofanira
kuwa vachibiri tinotenda nguva yedu yajikanana. Thank you so much, Mr. Chimini and Mr. Andiweni. Thanks to our callers and our crew behind the scenes, our engineers and producers, and of course our listeners. I am Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Praxedes Jeremiah.